Billy, when I first met you, anytime you would mention your dad, first of all, you would call him Daddy, and you would get this big smile on your face.
Yeah, I was named after him, and I just think we kind of had this special connection. Daddy was very intelligent, handsome, 6 feet tall. I mean, in his younger days, just a total knockout. Blue eyes, olive skin, deep dimples. He never met a stranger. And then he was kind of unforgettable himself just because he's big and friendly and funny. And I don't know, whatever Daddy was talking about, I was interested in it because he could make it interesting. Everything he did in a big way. Extremes. He had a serious drinking problem through all of my childhood. But he was also mayor of the town. He was a car dealer. Billy Bolton Motors. He served on the volunteer fire department in Commerce.
The same time as he was mayor?
Yeah. He also flew his own airplane. He was a World War II pilot and decorated for his service. Everything he ever encountered outside of Commerce, he thought Commerce should have that too as mayor. He brought industry into town. He had kind of a vision of Commerce and what it could be or what anything could be. And he made life interesting. In high school, they hadn't finished 285 in Atlanta. And Daddy decided that he could get on it and take us to Mama's sister for Thanksgiving. And so he went around the barrier and got on. And it was finished up to a certain point. But then the pavement started giving out, and it was going into loose gravel, and we're back in the back screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, we're gonna die." Honestly, you were not ready to eat any Thanksgiving dinner after that. But I really wasn't scared of anything. If Daddy was with me, I wouldn't be scared. But I think I was afraid that something would happen to him because I knew he took so many chances. Daddy was a troubled individual, and he often didn't come home for 2 weeks at a time or something like that. He might leave for Atlanta, and we wouldn't see him again for 2 or 3 weeks. If ever I did anything wrong, that was okay. Daddy had already done something worse, so you didn't have to worry about it. Daddy was really very hard on himself. He had certain insecurities, and he tried to really give everybody what they wanted, which is really a dead-end street. And I think he used alcohol to get some relief. But Daddy did quit drinking in his 50s. After he joined AA, he founded AA meetings in Commerce that are still going on. But he didn't really look after his health. He didn't like to go to doctors. So he had a heart attack, was in the hospital in Commerce, and he lived 6 weeks after that. But at this one point, I had called him up, and I could hear all this noise. And basically, he's just holding court in this hospital room. So I just love him very much, and I still do, even though he's been dead for more than 20 years now. Daddy was just a force, a force.